This Sunday marks the midweek point in Fairtrade fortnight. It's also the beginning of Lent. Lent's often viewed as a time when we give up something or take up something new to prepare ourselves for Easter and to allow ourselves an encounter with a different part of our relationship with God. There will be some amongst us who've given up chocolate or wine or even both. Others may have started a new fitness regime. Some may be planning to come to the Lenten studies as a new venture into their discovery of something of God. Over the next few weeks, our Sunday readings will invite us to discover something new of Jesus' identity and the possibility of that shaping our own practices and engagement with the world. Now, I've promised those who performed this morning that the trade-off for their participation was that I would cut 3/4 of the sermon as they were doing the hard work of getting the point across. And I plan that that remains the case. So in 5 to 7 minutes, I want to briefly remind us all of the importance of being aware of fair trade. I think I may have done that. Or what the readings offer to encourage as we think of living faith in the world. And then finally, as we as a church and individuals, how can we live differently? So yesterday, you just see that I headed to a variety of shops. Trip to Sainsbury's was fairly rewarding. Returned with roses. Chocolate, tea, bananas and sugar. I took pictures of fairly traded wine. I really did only take pictures. My trip to the wee Asda was disappointing and I left with only pictures of fairly traded wine. So you're okay in Asda if you want a bottle of wine. You can have a bottle of wine. And the knowledge that they did do filter coffee. A kind person went to Marks and Spencer's and Tesco and they bought tea and coffee, chocolate and bananas in Marks and Spencer's, but they found nothing but bananas in Tesco. They've got pictures of wine too. Quite abstemious in our house. Supermarkets often tell us that they only have on shelves what people ask for and are prepared to buy, and so perhaps that offers quite a clear demonstration that people are no longer asking for fairly traded items. With that knowledge, now is perhaps the time to be reminded to think about the choices we make and how they affect the lives of others. The story of Adam and Eve eating from the tree of life is a story of choices and consequences. At times it can be hard to lose the Augustinian understanding of the story as being about the origin of sin. But it's worth revisiting ancient stories to reveal new knowledge. Seeing and knowing are important parts of the story. Even before they eat from the tree, Eve sees the tree as a good source for food. Eating will move the stewards of creation from childhood innocence to the responsibility of humanity, full of consequences. As Jesus walks into the wilderness, he's led by the Holy Spirit for a moment of testing. It's testing in which the fullness of all that lies ahead is placed before Jesus. With all the power of heaven at his command, Jesus accepts the consequences of humanity, prepared to live beyond his self-interest so that others might encounter the presence of heaven in their lives. In her commentary on the text today, the theologian Caroline Lewis writes, Lent needs to be not what you will give up, but what you will live for. Not how you might demonstrate your piety, but how you might live in obedience to God. Not what you will prove, but what reproves you. The temptation of our world, the variety of fruit, the wealth that we have, could have us living with only an interest in what benefits us. Clever packaging, cheap prices, easy availability make so much of what we view as the essentials of our lives easily bought and consumed. In Lent, we are invited to look beyond the temptation of the easy way that offers advantage only to us. Instead, we are to discover what it means to move from self-interest to the opportunity to allow the presence of heaven into the lives of those who've been robbed of land and wealth. That might come in the simplicity of looking beyond the packaging to learn a little of the people who grow, make, and are displaced by what we think we need. It's quite likely that it will be at the Kirk Session meeting that we'll decide to write a letter to our local supermarkets to say where are the fairly traded goods, particularly in fair trade. And if we do that, the letter will come here so that congregation can lend their voices to a call for fairly traded goods in our supermarkets. In Lent, we prepare ourselves to reimagine the world that God creates, where the rich resources enhance all of life, not just ours, but all of life. Amen.